Hi everyone, this is Owen. Just got a little message before you listen to this episode. First things first, heads up, the audio on this episode is still not good. We had bod issues, like the last few. We were all recording those at the same time, so my mic's echoey. We didn't hear it when we were recording, but it happens. As well, a few things to note. This is the last episode of season one. We are going to be doing a Q&A later on, so if you have any questions that you'd like us to answer in the Q&A, you can either email us at npd.dnd.podcast@gmail.com, or join our Discord, go ahead and tell us what sort of questions you'd like to ask about the season, or there'll also be a post up on Twitter, and on that you can comment the questions that you'd like us to answer in the Q&A. The Q&A will be coming out in a few weeks after this episode comes out on the air. And besides that, there's not much else. Enjoy the episode, and thank you very much for listening. This has been a blast for us to do, and we're glad that you're all really enjoying it. So hopefully we'll see you back for a second season. Bye, and enjoy the episode. Okay. Welcome to episode 22 of the Not Perfectly Deceased Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Everybody okay?
This cookie issue needs to be resolved sometime.
Okay.
Vote in the comments.
Vote in the comments. Oh, no. We're not.
Blasted, yes or no?
Okay.
Is milk wet?
Stop.
Where it's like, hold on, Tremors is just Jaws, but on land.
Birds exist? I don't know.
Hold on. Tremors is not just Jaws, but on land.
Yeah,
have you seen
Tremors
posters for it?
I have seen Tremors. I've watched the movies. Movies plural. First movie, you got worm underground, eats shit, okay? Second movie, they learned how to counteract the worm, but then, oh shit, if worm's alive for a while, it lays these eggs, and now they run around and they have heat-seeking shit on them, okay?
So they
haul you around in your heat.
Wait,
shit.
They run?
Yeah, they're like, if the worm is alive long enough, it evolves into, like, this one that walks around, and, like, it has a heat sensor thing, and it will fucking charge you.
I'm just imagining, like, a fucking worm, but with Roadrunner legs.
It's not a worm anymore. It's, like, some weird, two-legged fucking... It's kind of like a weird bird chicken thing. I can pull up a picture.
We really don't need this right now.
And after, then, like, it eats, and then multiplies, and if it's alive for a while,
You're recording this, right, Owen?
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Welcome to Not Perfectly Deceased Podcast Episode 22, where we only talk about Tremors.
Hold on, if it's alive for a while...
No D&D, just Tremors.
It evolves into, like, one that can fly, and it has the name Ass Blaster, because...
What is going on? Please.
So this is what the fucking... This is what Patreon's gonna be.
This is not Patreon content. This is going insane in the episode. This is just going straight in the episode.
That's the name Ass Blaster.
If you guys subscribe to the Patreon on the Ezio tier, you get access to this audio.
No, this is going straight into the episode.
Oh, I see, okay.
Welcome back to the Not Perfectly Deceased podcast. We have now muted Ezio, we've now muted Sebi, and now we're going to get on with the episode.
If anyone is on the owl bear, I really that image.
We're gonna get back to doing Elbow Rodeo in a moment if we need it.
He is back.
Okay, Sebi, you ready for D&D now?
I was deafened. Like I finished like I finished like a few seconds ago explaining the.
Okay, you
didn't
could?
Realize people stopped talking.
Things got like really quiet. I'm like, oh, they're letting me finish. Then I look at the Discord. Oh, what assholes! They didn't let me finish.
No way. Okay. So welcome to episode 22. Who wants to review episode 20? Well, we already did. Episode 21 was a review. So who wants to review episode 20?
For us? Episode 20. The fucking. Everybody came back. We explored this root temple a bit more. There's a statue of the Maple Lady. Cormus went to a side room. He's like, oh shit, two rusty knives. This has never gone badly before. Touches the knife with the knife. Shit ensued. The gnome was nuclear. She died. Phoenix downed, came back right back up, and now probably killed the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So, fun fact, Elgo Rodeo, who we aren't sponsored with, makes a great way for you to play with D&D online with your players. However, if your players don't want to cooperate like my group is now,
if your players are absolute children like me.
Yes. Then it makes using it hard. So.
Shut the fuck up, you know, the talking stick. It won't let me put images.
Owen, stop taking away freedom. Shh. This is oppression.
I can't actually change what you guys are allowed to do on here.
Help, I'm being oppressed.
Bloody peasants! Okay, let's get on with the actual episode, guys. Let's please.
Okay.
Thank you. Darn it. Okay. We'll be using All About Rodeo for those moments when we were doing combat, and we are recording this one once again live on our Discord with people listening. For those listening, we love you guys. You are amazing.
Platonically.
Yeah.
Platonically.
We have socks on.
You,
sorry.
No, romantically, obviously. 100%.
Oh shit, I have socks off right now. Fuck.
What?
Okay, so let's review this from the start again, because you got interrupted. Who wants to...
I gave a great explanation!
Let's start from the beginning. Who wants to explain what happened in episode 20?
Okay, everybody came back.
Yes. You looked at the skull for a bit. Someone just muted Sebi. Okay, great. So we're gonna... Who wants to review the episode that isn't Sebi? Anna, go.
What? Oh,
you laugh first. Go.
Oh no.
This is what you get.
I'm busy looking at Noth.
God damn it.
Okay. So Tassa exploded.
That was at the end of the episode. You might want to
start
from
the
beginning.
At the end of the episode. So we went and we found somebody found a knife. And
somebody else.
Also at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Also at the beginning of the episode.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna explain this again. I'm gonna explain this because that's my job, I guess. Woohoo!
I have a good explanation.
Not bad sometimes, except. Yeah, you know what? Somebody, would you like to explain it because you are now unmuted again?
Yeah, I got interrupted. Sorry about that. Okay, so everybody showed up again. The group's back together. We're like, oh, sweet. Okay, then the skull started whispering sweet nothings to me, then started whispering sweet nothings to everybody else. Now everybody's intrigued by the skull. Moving on, we go into the next room, and they're like, oh shit, that's a pretty nice bronze statue there. It kind of looks like the Maple Lady. Later we confirm, heck, yeah, this used to be like a little church of the Maple Lady. We explore some shit. We plan to melt down the statue into valuable bronze to sell for even more valuable gold coins. I'm not committing hierarchy against the Maple Lady, just stating that right now. Hierarchy's probably the wrong word. I don't know words. Okay, then Cormus goes into the next room. He's like, oh shit, look, two rusty knives. This has never gone poorly before. Let me poke one, but this time I'll poke it with a knife. A short knife. Pokes the knife. The knife does what rusty knives do, expands onto his arm, melts him away. Then we're like, oh shit. Antics ensue because there's two knives. Tasa's on fire, then she fucking explodes because she decides to kill it while on fire. Killing herself, doing a lot of damage to everybody else, but she gets Phoenix down, comes right back up, and explodes with fire and potentially killing other people in the room.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good summary. So, how's everybody's character feeling? Did everybody take damage? Who was around Tassa?
Tassa's probably feeling like shit right now, if I'm being
honest. I feel like shit.
Did everybody take the damage that Tassa dealt to them that was around them, so that would be Rack and Izil?
It's 8 damage.
I don't even know how much LA is. Just 8 damage?
I mean, I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm fine. I mean, I'm not fine. I got fucking blown up, but...
I'm still above half health now.
I'm still way above half health. I'm pretty good. This is the only combat encounter where I've ended above my maximum HP. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yep. Yeah, I was right next to the gnome.
Okay, so you guys are in the room. There is smog everywhere. This green, black, poisonous smog. And Tassa is alive somehow. Against all odds. You guys saw her dead, and now she's not dead. And there was a phoenix, and it was epic.
Okay, let's get out of here, please.
I like referring to the owlbear rodeo for this.
I like when people who are listening can't see owlbear rodeo.
But
yeah, it is just utter. This is
yeah,
a shit show.
Unfortunate.
Truly sad.
Got Lucina. That's a Wingull. That's a mouse. That's a Litwick, and it's all gone.
There we go. Now back to the episode, folks.
Back to the episode.
The board has been purged.
Yes. Okay. So you guys, what would you guys like to do?
Get out of here. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else in this room that really
is
worth trying to find.
Yeah, no, mine was fine. Mine ended up being fine.
Okay.
Someone
Let
killed
me know.
My thingy. Yeah, I think we just scoot, get away from the flaming wreck of a building, and
Could I check out the rest of the room?
I mean, what you took in when you... I mean, the room is filling with this black, burning smog. That is burning your lungs.
Can I check out the room?
From what you saw when you entered the room before, it was just sort of like some kind of storage room that has been beat up. The knife didn't look... They looked out of place there, honestly. There's not much else worth noting.
Anything else look out of place?
No, there were like crates of long dead and preserved fruit, as well as some what used to be dried flowers that are now... ash because they got burnt by the fire. By the explosion.
God damn it. Anna, you ruined some great flowers.
Huh?
It's all your fault. Okay, I guess I'll go check out the other room. Once again, make sure we don't miss anything. The room with the priest stuff in it.
There's nothing else in there.
The fog
Did you
is
leave
just...
the cloak behind?
Filling the room more.
Oh yeah,
more.
Let's leave the room. I leave the room.
Yeah,
everybody
room.
Else to leave the
okay,
room.
Yeah. You guys funnel out. There wasn't a door. These are just open. They were open to the other rooms, right? There was just sort of a small hallway going down into it. So
let's take the statue and
fill,
move quickly.
Moving into the room with the statue and just starts to billow. In and fill up the space.
Okay.
Do you guys want to do anything before you get chased out by the smoke in that room with the statue?
Take the statue.
Yeah, I'll take the statue.
Okay, who wants to be taking the statue first of all?
Who has a blunt object to like knock it off the pedestal?
I mean, I have a long sword, I guess.
Me, I
it is not blunt.
I have a mace and a quarter staff.
I have axes. We can chop it.
We can train.
I have a mace.
Oh yeah, smack it.
Okay, I'll smack him
and
with my
And then carry it out.
Alright.
I'll help you carry it.
What about
Do
the back roll through attack?
You want to hit it, Jacob?
Am I smacking it? Am I smacking or is he smacking?
You're smacking.
Well,
okay,
you want to smack the base so we can easily lift the statue and just leave.
Sounds good. I'm going to smack him with my mace.
Okay, roll an attack, Arden.
Well,
I'm a Goliath. I have +1 to pushing, don't I? Can I just push it over?
No, I want you to. Well, it depends on what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, I'm still gonna want you to make a roll.
All right, fine. I'll smack the thing.
Because you want to break the base, so we can actually like minimize it and put it into the bag.
Okay, sure. I'll do my best. Okay, that's a 13.
Okay.
+6, so 19.
Great. As you smack the base, you see the whole structure gets almost lit up by an outline of red and green, and it just goes away. It's like you left no mark on it whatsoever.
Alright, can I make an Arcana check?
If you'd like, sure. The smoke is coming, starting to fill up the room the more time you spend in it, guys.
18.
Okay, there's some kind of... there is either some kind of divine intervention on that, or there are wards around the room that are preventing it from being damaged.
Okay, Maple Leaf.
So what you're saying is that the
bitch.
Maple Leaf is a bitch, confirmed.
So what you're saying is that if the room burns,
like
the wards will be broken, and we can come back for it.
So first of all, the building.
Yeah, that's
a good
idea. That's
a good
idea.
No, okay.
Then come back after.
So first of all, there is no fire. There is just smoke. And there's
where's the smoke coming from?
The smoke's coming from it was produced by the extendo knives that have all been burnt.
Doesn't anybody have any like purifying spells? Was it purified water or purified air?
You have toxic air, toxic smoke, which is billowing out from the burnt knife goo that exploded. And the buildings are all made out of stone. That's how they've survived under the ground for this long. And
her statue is on a stone.
Okay, can we if we leave and then wait for the smoke to dissipate, we can come back and figure this out.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Okay. I also lift up my shirt or whatever to I guess I just move my cloak so I can cover my mouth.
Sure. So you guys make your way out.
Just get out of the room.
And you get out of the building. You just make your way fully out of the building, and the smoke is just billowing out.
Hey, would you consider air a drink?
Why?
I would consider it a drink. I can fill a glass.
I would like to drink air.
No.
Fuck.
If I put in a cup, is it a drink?
I don't know. If I put dice in my cup, is that a drink?
Yeah, I can drink dice.
Look.
Gets drunk on air.
I want this D20 puree.
Look. Do you want to cast a spell, Cameron? Is that why you're asking?
Purify food and drink.
No, so water does not. So air does not count as a drink in the terms of that spell.
Fine.
What is in my fog exactly? What is the fog I have, made out of?
I don't know. I don't know what your spell is. Creates fog.
It just creates fog. It's just fog clouds.
It's just fog. It's magical fog.
So it's made out of water?
It's made out of water particles, yes.
So technically, so say, I make a fog, and I,
it's made of gaseous water, though.
Water molecules mix with the impure molecules, and that's technically water. So then Karen purifies the water.
You can certainly
it needs to be in a liquid state or a solid state.
Look, you can certainly try.
Water is water.
Look, Sebi, you guys, you can certainly try to do it.
Kevin, do you want to spend spell slots on this? I'm down.
Wait, if you freeze the room enough, and then poisonous gas turns to a liquid.
That's really cold. We don't know that.
Then we can drink it, and therefore we can purify it.
Wouldn't it be easier just to, do that fog thing? So then it's, we know, the ice, because Tata has some ice moves, right?
And
so that could definitely freeze stuff.
I have ice knife.
Yes, so just start stabbing the air.
Why?
So we can drink it.
Why?
Wisdom 7, Lamau.
This is a real fucking solid plan.
Okay. What are you guys doing?
Trying to freeze the air.
Are people down for my freezing idea? Or, should we just wait, a day?
I mean, doesn't it have to get to, negative 60 degrees in order for it to freeze the air?
Well...
How cold your knife?
Guys, you're not going to be able to go ahead and make the gas become a solid and stay a solid with your magical
capabilities.
Even become a liquid with your capabilities. For example...
I have a different plan. I got a new plan. Okay, Tasa, can you make a tube? A really long tube somehow?
Out of what?
If I were to get you stuff, could you make a really long tube?
You guys are at the bottom of a sinkhole, by the way.
Make a really long tube.
Well, because if you make a really long tube, one of us could, just breathe. So, this tube within, an area where there's... So, one end of the tube is an area where there's clean air, and then the other end of the tube, we take... It's like a snorkel. And so we can go in, and then, we're just breathing through the tube. And, then we can check out the statue.
to be a pretty long cube.
Yeah, but I know Taza can do it.
Don't underestimate the power of a straw.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't underestimate the power of, like, pretty much literal Jesus gnome.
Nuclear gnome.
Nuclear Jesus gnome, because you died and came back.
Nuclear Jesus gnome. Okay. I mean, like, I don't have any spells that could make me, like, build a tube, but if you want, like, to give me materials, I can try making a tube.
Okay, what goes into making a tube?
Well, do you have anything cylindrical that I can, like...
Do you have a tube to start with?
No, like... I don't know.
I've got
do
a quarterstaff I never use.
That quarterstaff, that'll work.
Yeah.
Like, when you have to then fit this quarterstaff into your mouth. One part of it into your mouth.
I mean, how big is it?
Yeah, Owen, this isn't like a foot wide.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, you need to make sure that it fits in your mouth just so you're aware of that.
Is breed the quarterstaff.
What is Fey Remnant again?
What?
I don't know, I have Fey Remnant in my inventory.
Fey Remnants, yeah. Fey Remnants are things that were left over from the Fey times in the region.
Can I use that to make a tube?
Is the gas flammable?
What sort of Fey Remnants do you end up with?
Probably. Do you want
it
to
just
explore
says
the
Fey Remnant.
Yes?
Oh, should be worth around 200 GP. Yeah, I only wrote down the price.
Ah, damn it, Sebi. Okay, well, it's pretty much just, it's not something that you're going to be able to make a tube out of. I can tell you that much.
Okay. I have leather.
Hey, how much air can a bag of holding hold?
So a bag of...
Can I just, like, huff that fucking bag, like a paper bag, like one of those people in my...
So you can breathe in a bag of holding for, I think it's like 15 minutes for your size.
That's
going
up really good.
Dude, all I have to do is breathe in mushroom air for 15 minutes.
We can have a tube sticking into the bag of holding. We don't have to, like, stick your head in there every second.
Put the quarter staff in the bag of holding and then breathe into the bag of holding.
Have we spent 20 minutes on this?
Because we're trying...
Because we're
engineers. As the party spends time talking about this, you notice that the smoke amount is starting to dissipate over time. Probably if we just waited, it would go away.
Same energy is fucking...
Why don't we all just sit here and take a rest until it dissipates and we can figure stuff out?
We could just take a short rest.
Yeah. I think we should rest here.
Okay,
hey, Hojo.
And Hojo pops his head over the edge of the sinkhole. What's up?
Get stuff to make a tube.
Something's cooking up there.
What? Okay. What?
What thing's looking up there?
You look fine. I see a freaking tree. I see a freaking tree. The canoe looks great. I got a horde. Best horde ever. It's cold.
Hojo.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to make a tube?
What the fuck would I need a tube for?
We need tubes.
What?
Don't question it.
Some of the air is not clean down here. We need tubes.
Dude, why don't you get out of a hole? Then.
What?
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 What? Get out of the fucking hole, you idiots!
No, we just gold. Or bronze to get gold.
Yeah! I'll get you a stick. He walks away.
Alright, we can make a tube out of a stick.
I have a feeling we're not gonna be able to break that statue.
Does anyone
we're
need
gonna...
armor mended while we're at this?
I thought Tasso was gonna shrink the statue anyways.
Yeah, like, do you want me to just shrink the statue, or what? Like, what do you want me to do here?
Shrink
it.
Work?
Yeah.
I don't know, shrink it, stick it in the bag of holding, and then, like, shrink it and take it out, I don't know.
It would
but
be
like,
way
wouldn't
easier to move off
the
base
than base.
No, because even if it is stuck to the base, it's way easier to move something that's 1 foot tall.
Suddenly a stick falls from the sky and lands near you. It is not very big. It's probably about as big as your forearm. That's about it. No, just take the fire stick! You're welcome!
Thanks, Hojo!
Walk away.
I'll write down my inventory one stick.
Sticks to snakes!
Sticks to snakes.
Snakes to sticks.
I wanna tune this skull.
Can I use mold earth on a wall?
I'll make a two.
Okay, so things are starting to dissipate, but sure, like, what do you mean by use Mold Earth on
like,
the wall?
Like, okay, so how close to is the statue to the wall?
So first of all,
it's
right?
It's on ground.
Okay, so you guys are at the entranceway, right? About, from the entranceway in, it's about 20, 30 feet to the statue. And the statue's on a pedestal.
Like, how close is the statue to any wall?
There's a wall directly behind it.
Hold on, let me just...
Use it on the ground below it?
No, what I'm thinking is...
I mean, stone's just ground.
What I'm thinking is if I can use Mold Earth on a wall, I can make it, like, hit the statue so it falls off.
Or just shrink it.
And then I shrink it.
Shrink it first, and it's easier.
Okay, fair.
Can we also just mold a stone underneath it?
And now the room is clear. You can go in now. The stone dissipated. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I want a tube.
We should make some tubes just in case.
You never know when you need a snorkel.
That's true. We should honestly get some before.
Get gear to go make you a snorkel.
A 20-foot long snorkel.
A magical snorkel. You can breathe fresh air.
This is
not like mushrooms.
So it's like the survival straw, but instead it's a snorkel for air.
Yeah, it just always purifies and doesn't smell like mushroom.
There you go. So what would you guys like to do now that has happened?
Okay, so we head over to the statue.
Yeah.
Someone Arcana check this thing so we can figure out what to do, because I don't magic.
Hold on.
Where do I?
I get +6 Arcana.
Beautiful.
I got an 18.
Oh, Jacob, if you want, you can go ahead and make a religion check.
A what?
A religion check.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 9.
Okay.
My religion, so 9 plus 4, so 13.
Okay, you're pretty sure the reason why you can't seem to like harm the statue is probably due to some religious reason. This did appear to be a temple. It's probably something protecting the statue, because it would be the main place of worship, whether it is divine or arcane, you're not fully sure. But you've seen this stuff before in other temples. When there are or other shrines.
No, hold on.
Who's maintaining it?
Well, you don't know that.
Well, hold up.
This is only Ardan knows this, unless he shares it with you guys.
Ah, shit.
He refuses.
Alright, class, listen up. This here is some divine intervention bullshit. We're gonna have to break it.
Should we, like, melt the feet, or, like...
It's divine intervention stuff. I don't want to piss off a god.
Well, yeah, hold on. I'm gonna step off to the side and actually call the Maple Lady this time and not have anybody touch me now.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm gonna go off to the side room where all those like priest stuff was.
Yeah.
how do I do this again? Oh man, it's been a while.
I don't know what. I pick up the amulet, I guess, like I hold it to my ear, ring ring.
Ring ring. And you
used to call me on my
cell phone. Then I went on in. Call me maybe, says the Maple Lady. Wink, wink. Okay. There we go. And so, you hear Isil Astora. It's been
Hello.
A little bit. It's been actually a day. How long can I possibly be without you needing my help? What is it? What can I do for you?
Okay, so we're still looking around the ruins.
Yeah.
And we found a statue that looks like you, and it's made out of bronze.
And we want to steal it. Please help.
Is that Rack that I hear in the background? Rack, I'm sorry you didn't make it back. I don't know what happened. I'm glad you're okay.
Wait, did you hear that? Or do I have to relay that?
No. I assume she heard it. Like, you accidentally turned it onto speakerphone.
WikiHow.
Yeah, WikiHow to steal statue.
Anyways, yes. So we found this statue made of bronze of
yes.
you. Can we have it? It could be quite beneficial on our journey.
Can I borrow your eyes for a moment? No, I just need to... Okay, that sounded pretty bad. Can I look through your eyes? Can I look through your eyes for a moment?
Okay, I thought you wanted me to, like, get a spoon or something.
No. What sort of present do you take me as?
It's not a bat, that follows a surprise.
Okay, well, can I please borrow your eyes for a moment? It might feel a bit tingly.
Sure.
Okay. And you just feel, the back of your eyes feels a bit tingly, but you can see normally. And you hear her voice saying, can you please move it so that I can see this statue of sorts?
Okay, so I poke my head around the corner and look at the bronze statue.
Oh, I have not been here in a very long time. That is very old.
Never mind. Yeah? So, can we have it?
Why would you want that?
We need funds.
Cash money?
Also, I want that spear.
I can get you the spear without needing you to take that statue. I still have the original.
Wait, oh shit.
Oh shit.
Let's see.
What's in it for me?
You're not there, Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron actually uses spears. I don't. time to switch weapon. Out of spite.
Well, would you desecrate a shrine of someone who is still being worshipped, who is still alive? It would be like walking into the house of someone who is, if you had a home and someone walked in and destroyed parts of it or took stuff from it, would that be all right?
I mean,
I'm glad you're asking for permission. But think about it this way, right?
Man, I really wish I was in this conversation
right now. I really wish I was in this conversation.
I know my response to all of them.
I know my response to all of these kind of things I would say.
I mean, technically my home's still the temple and I don't give a shit about there, but if I had an actual home here, I guess I would mind if someone were to like knock down my shit and take it.
But for 7 grand in gold. Mm-hmm.
Besides, it will be very hard for you to remove that statue. I can guarantee that.
Lies.
But, I can... You need funds, what you said? Correct?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of us are pretty broke. Except for Brandon. Right. He's freaking rich. Yeah.
Well, when you get to another location, if you would like to... I can deal with the... Yes. Tonight, I will give you an object. When you get to another city, I'd just like you to put this on the ground in front of a maple tree, and you will receive funds for your actions, of course.
I'd like to
make sure that people who work nobody works for me. Nobody really works for me, but who help me make sure that Catalia stays safe are, of course, properly funded.
Can I get a
turn? That also give me the spear, or like,
can I get a spear?
You want my spear?
It's a really cool looking spear. If you're not using it,
I use it every day. There are many things in here that threaten the people, as you might be able to tell from that statue. That spear is being used every moment of the day. I unfortunately cannot give it to you. I might be able to lend it to you at a later date, but definitely not now. I'm willing to lend it maybe when you need it most.
Okay.
And when I do not need it at my side.
Alright then, thank you.
Thank you very much for asking instead of trying to take. Farewell, Zulastora, and you can feel the wink that she gives you before she dissipates.
Did she like put her eye right next to him and then wink or something?
No. You just feel it, Izil, you feel your eye. You feel your eye right.
It's a powerful enough current of wind for you to feel it.
No. She's borrowing your eye, right? So your eye actually winks, and then you feel the fuzziness go away. That's it.
So as this looks, like,
you just wink at them?
There you go.
Everybody else, I like look around the corner. I'm staring at the statue for a bit, mumbling to myself, and then I just wink at them.
That pretty much sums it up.
You okay?
You know what? I don't. I just want to take the statue.
So what happened? How are we getting the statue?
Okay, so fire. Can't take the statue, but then she said, I'll get something that I place at a maple tree, and it'll give us stuff like funds to help out.
How about a spear?
I get the feeling that we're not going to be included in those funds.
Yeah, I mean, technically, you're helping me, and I'm helping you guys, so we're helping her.
I don't know, that's like a bit of a scam.
Yeah.
Worth a lot of money,
well,
man.
We physically can't move the statue anyways. It's freaking,
That's live. A quitter's talk.
Yeah.
What happened to you being all gung-ho about removing it?
I think we should leave it. Like, I'm personally...
Well, no one cares about
the quitter. This is also, like, quitters and on the side of the room. This is like a hammer spell used temple, so like...
For what?
Adrian, I know you don't agree.
A still used temple?
I know you don't
agree.
I don't... She said, okay? It still counts as like her home. Like, Adrian, I know you don't agree with... Like, this is all heresy to you, but like... If someone walked into your temple and be like, this is a fucking nice... I don't know what's in your church. I don't know. This is a nice bead thing that's made out of
nice
pure gold on a York fist.
Yeah.
This is a nice $1 million table. And just take it. It's,
this is a nice.
Yeah,
well,
my existence isn't fueled by lies, so it's fine.
Ezil.
Yeah.
Ezil. If this temple is used, why are there the knife things?
Yeah, sorry. How many people have those knives slaughtered?
I don't fucking know. To be fair though. I don't know. It's kind of like ruined.
See, it's really odd.
I mean, she never said that it was being used to you, right? She never did
say...
Well,
it's like a house. She don't know. She referred it to like a... It's still like a home to the goddess.
The goddess is not a goddess. Please stop referring to her as such in my presence.
It's still like a home to the maple lady, so... Sorry. I don't know. Not everybody believes in religion type stuff, or like, I'm not... Audrey, chill.
Are you saying that in front of
Audrey, chill.
Cleric?
Audrey, chill.
Hey, remember how, like, last episode, you're like, man, you guys aren't fighting for one. Too regular schedule.
5 minutes later.
5 minutes later. 5 minutes later.
It's like immoral at this point. Okay.
Since how many funds, by the way, can your maple lady provide for us?
I don't know. She just said fun.
Because if she's relying on our party to do things, she probably doesn't have a lot of funds because
yeah,
she would run this herself.
Yeah, old powerful lady with apparently people still worshiping her relies on a bad band of fucking losers that
half
you were bidding.
Half of them
half
don't
of
even
a,
want to associate.
I despise her guts, and like half of the people don't even freaking like her.
You're the only one here that actually seems to be supporting her in every single way.
Isn't that all worship? Just random people supporting?
We don't support her, bro.
Not in the case, but if she has worshippers, why the hell are they getting us to do it when half of us don't even, like her?
Where are her worshippers?
I don't know.
If I'm her worshippers, that's really depressing.
Yeah.
She's in a lot of dire straits if I am
Okay. Let's just leave the statue, get some of the money she gives us later.
Oh, no, I'm always the bear. That's not how this works. I'm dedicated now.
But that's still stealing, Arjun.
Arjun?
I can't pronounce names, dude.
It's not stealing if it's from a criminal. It's repossession of illegal goods.
It's still technically stealing.
Where did this suddenly come from that seems like a criminal?
Hold on. Okay. Say a criminal steals something from a child. Steals like a few hundred gold from a child. Don't know why the child has a few hundred gold. Then you beat the criminal and take that gold and spend it for yourself. That's still the child's money that you took.
Yeah, well, I'm taking the gold. It wasn't given to her from... She didn't steal it from a child. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
But you just said...
This is a straw man argument. What are you attacking? What part of my point are you attacking? Where does a child come into this?
Because you said it doesn't count if you're taking it from a thief.
Yeah.
I said criminal, not thief.
I said criminal.
It's still a fucking
very
criminal.
Very important,
like,
distinction.
A thief is still a criminal.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, what would everybody else like to do while we get the fighting?
I want a spear out of this.
What did the other room have?
The other room, well, there was the... Which room? There was the room with the extender knife, and the other room was just sort of junky. There was, like, rubbled bed. There was pieces of half-eaten, half-moth-eaten robes. And there was a desk that Cormis took some stuff out of.
The desk that had some stuff, and it had a journal. Does it still have that journal, or did he give it back to Cormis?
I think I still gave it back.
See the journal?
I mean, I'm carrying the skull. I read over it a while ago.
We took a look. It's looking really
Oh, that journal. Yeah. There's not much we could figure out from it.
Can I see it? I have like three other journals that are similar, that are like from similar areas.
It's got like
your journal
open in it.
Oh, okay. Pair of pass. Can I see?
You read it?
I can cross-reference it.
Alright, sure.
So what words could you make out of this?
Shit.
we can't even remember this.
I'm still poisoned. I look at my board and I realize
you're not poisoned anymore. You took a short rest, man. You're not longer poisoned.
Oh wait, I forgot to get my health points back.
It's a short rest, not a long rest.
I know, but like some.
Personification of Italia, protector. We're pretty sure it has to do with the Maple Lady.
So, personification of Catalia. What's Catalia?
Catalia is this
isn't
region.
So, generally just extrapolating from this, the Maple Lady is the personification of Catalia and is the protector of the land.
Yes, that's what she told me day one.
That's okay. So this is basically telling us nothing, but it's just stating in writing that that's what that is, and nothing else can be discerned from this. Yet.
Yes.
We need an elf. Ew.
Too much.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to point out, right, it isn't elven and it isn't sylvan. It's something similar to them, but older.
An elf is probably our best bet, though.
So we could tell.
Let's find the oldest elf in town.
Yeah,
Plent
take it back.
Plent is already gone, sorry guys.
Someone fax Plent.
Facts, Plent. Okay, so what would you guys... What are you guys gonna do? What's the plan?
I say we leave. We have to go back to Lucian. He did say we'd give him some money. And the Penny's Ford expedition.
I completely forgot who Lucian is.
He's the bartender who hired you guys. Who helped Corliss hire you in the beginning.
Yeah.
I guess I'm ready to head back.
Yeah.
Alright, let's do that.
I guess.
Arden's not gonna even try to do something, so you guys, I'm guessing,
are
trying to.
Does anyone want their armor repaired?
My armor's doing toasty.
I mean, mine's got. Its armor has a bit of acid damage, it's nothing too major, but if you. I would
it's a
definitely
cantrip,
appreciate
so
it.
So I can just. Okay. I cast Mending on Cormis' armor.
Great.
Cormis' body is now fixed.
So after all the fighting, you guys start to leave the temple, the ruined temple, at the bottom of the sinkhole. Does anybody want to do anything before they leave the room? I'm just wondering because I know I'm thinking Arden might want to do something, but I'm not sure.
Intent.
I don't know if Jacob wants to do anything or not.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, sure.
Intent.
Can you do some channel divinity bullshit?
Me?
Me. Could I try and like channel the power of my god spirit
to strike down the other
and get the statue?
You want to talk? Okay, you know what? Make I'm gonna give you advantage. Make a religion check.
Sure.
Of your like, you just sit down and pray while everybody else is leaving the room.
Okay, I got a 9 and a crit.
Okay, that crit. Your vision changes. You are.
I'm gonna say I'm already walking out of the room.
Everybody's gone. It's only Jacob.
Okay.
This is only Jacob.
Okay.
Arden, your vision changes. It switches from the room you see a mountain, but you aren't on the mountain. You're floating, flying, something like that. And in front of you is not what you would ever think Order was. Never, you've never met Order. This isn't something you've ever met. This is what you know as its representative. The form at which the god of Order have pretty much interacted with the world. You see a giant blue bird.
Oh no, Cormus.
An eagle, just not even flying. It's just got its arms outstretched in front of you, and you hear it, and it says, "Our Dan Gianagan, what do I owe the pleasure? I summoned you once, you did not call. What is this meeting about?"
Sorry, hit me with that again?
"I summoned you once, and you did not call. You did not return the call.
You left me on... you left me on red."
"Think back when you did the speech, and you saw the flash of lightning, and you saw my figure, and you heard my voice say, Aldan, you did not return the call."
Can I be more clear than that? How am I supposed to know that's a call?
"It was very obviously some kind of divine event. You should probably do something about it, you idiot."
"Okay."
"Anyhow.
Anyways.
What have you brought me here for?"
"I would like your opinion on this Maple Lady."
"Ah. That is one of her names. What about her?"
This is going to either go really well for me or really bad for me.
"What?
How should I approach this situation with this Maple Lady? She's requesting that I work with her to do something, and I've been very suspicious so far, but while I'm here, I figured I'd
ask
your opinion."
"Is that all you need my opinion on, or do you have other questions?"
"Well, it's the first part, depending on how you answer."
"Tell me the second part, Arban, and then I will answer you."
"Statue that I want, so I can melt it down."
"And it is her statue?"
"It is her statue, that's why it's..."
"One, you cannot have that statue."
"Okay.
Think about it this way."
"Okay.
Do you understand what you call is a god? What you call
spirit.
Order? Order is a god?"
"Spirit."
"It is. Yes.
The spirit of order."
"But..." "No, anyways, the idea is... she is equal in it to us in her own way. You see the land that you walked along, the land that you were born from? You were born from her. She is Catalia in and of itself. Do not disgrace your mother."
"Ah! Is my mother okay, bro?"
"Not your literal mother. Think about it.
No
offense, look,
your mother.
Order is your in the non-literal sense. Order is your father. She is your mother. Feel free to work with her, although you are not obliged to. Just as you are not obliged to work with us. Is that all?"
"Yes, sir.
Good. Let me tell you one thing, Aldan. Our temples burn back home. You did not call and come. You should. You need..."
"Why does no one tell me these things? You gave me that in a vague message. That
your sister sent you a letter.
Do something about it.
Your..."
God damn it, guys.
Stop ghosting the god.
I didn't ghost the god. I'm just gonna stay here and expect you to just, you know, figure it all out. He's like, God. He's like an abusive ex.
This is your face, Jacob. "Your sister also sent you a letter revealing that information. I thought you were more logical."
"I have no recollection of receiving a letter."
"You received a letter talking about the fact that it was there was burning, there was fire."
"Okay, I'm gonna unironically need a recording of that. because I do not remember receiving a letter at all.
I'd like to point out, right, you actually agreed that it actually happened in, like, one of the, like, I think, recording for episode 20, you mentioned the letter. Like, you agreed
sorry, can
on
we,
the letter.
We're gonna go, okay, I genuinely...
Okay.
I need a recording of this happening on the session that it happened on.
Okay, well, you know what? Either that, oh, well, okay. Look, Aldan, there is fire back home.
Okay.
You need to come back.
I will go back.
Good.
Excellent.
And then everything just sort of goes back to normal, and you're kneeling, praying.
Oh, that was fucking great.
And everybody else is just not there. They just walked away. Nobody
God.
Left in the room.
I wish Asil heard that. You're on the floor, on the fucking floor, laughing his ass off like I was.
Asil would have fucking just pogged.
Yeah.
Pogged. Anyways.
Like, oh, damn, your fucking god said she was important.
And so the group, you meet back up together. You end up making your way out of the sinkhole. You find a way out. I'm not going to go into too much detail because we'll be here for hours of you guys trying to get out and failing. Let's be honest.
It took a long time the first time.
You guys get out of the sinkhole. And from there, you set up camp. You regroup. You go to sleep. Izil?
Yes.
You have two dreams. One, you see the Maple Lady. She hands you a statue and says, "This will be for you to plant. The rest will be as payment." Then you have another dream, and you just see a person sitting on a bench. And you hear, "Well, I'm surprised you haven't touched me at all."
I do not touch anybody unless they want me to.
No, you've touched me, but you haven't tried feeling. Look. Izilastora, you!
There's gotta be a better way to describe this. Come on.
This is so much better. Please.
Please.
I would like to point out this is how the character would say it. This is how the character would say it.
Law and Order, Special Victims Unit here.
Where did he touch you? Show us on the camera.
Okay. So this is how the
please work on your phrasing.
Guys, okay, this is how the character would actually say it. The character is... Otherwise, please...
The character's problematic?
The character is interesting, okay? But you know, Izilastora... And you see the person turns around and it's just... you just see, instead of there being a person, the person turns into the skull, and the skull is just there... floating with the purple eyes looking at you, and the jaw moving in and says,
"Izilastora,
you always wanted money, didn't you? You like money, don't you?"
Yes. Then sell the skull.
Money comes first. The powerful get money, don't they? The powerful get money. Did you know where the first coin was minted, Izilastora? Do you know where every single piece of gold came from for 1,000 years in the region where the greatest gold mines are?
I know.
Do you?
Ground?
Yes, but elsewhere. I can give you that knowledge. I can give you the knowledge of where everything is. All you gotta do is just decide to interact with me. It'll be fun. I promise.
I've never been so wary of a fucking skull before.
I can give you great knowledge, Izilastora, and with great knowledge you can make the greatest money ever.
Can I decide at a later time?
Now or never.
This is like a lot to unload, and normally I like to like get things through. Have a nice
I'll give you this.
Water.
There are four levels with me, Izilastora. Four levels. You can get one. I'll give you a little bit, a taster. Of what you can get. And you can go for two. Two will be a bit more. Three will be unlimited. Four. You don't want to go to four, Izilastora. You don't want my mind to give you that much power. So what would it be?
This is like...
This is God's So what would it be, Izil? All you gotta do... is just decide to attune. I have unlimited power, Zillastora. Unlimited. Together we can be very smart. It'll be fun.
Okay, well, I wanna hit a quick pause like this. This is making me think of some fucking, like, Spider-Man, like, the old Spider-Man movies, like, Spider-Man 3, where he puts on the fucking black suit. And it's like, oh, yeah, this suit's great, but then he starts turning out to be a dick.
The fucking dance.
I mean, on the bright side, Azula is already sometimes a dick, so it's okay.
I'm joking.
Okay, so what do you want to do? Hey. Wait,
can I please have some time to think about this? I'm normally not, like, an on-the-spot.
Look. I'm not here to hurt you. I just want knowledge. I need to talk with people. I haven't talked with people in, ooh, hundreds of years. Last time, I had a neck.
No, I just cut out a couple
of
times.
Oh my god.
Like, last time I had a neck.
So.
That would be a perfect cutout.
Would you like to join?
Last time I had a neck.
Or would you like me to try to persuade? I can persuade you if you'd like.
Persuade me another time? Like, I've never been the kind of guy to, like, decide things on the spot.
Well, let me tell you one thing, Isildora. This isn't anything that will be bad for you. It won't hurt you. All I
need... Physically, at least.
Physically. ...with a little bit of your time. Little
oh, no, a timeshare.
Oh, no.
So, I want you
why did Sherman
to attune, and I want you to make a wisdom saving throw, Sebi.
Oh, fuck me! Well, guys, Spider-Man 3, that's what's happening.
You're getting venomed.
What's your roll? Roll?
5! Spider-Man 3! That's what's happening!
The 5.
You bought
yes.
new dice to get
so
better rolls.
So you just, you feel, you just put out your hand in the dream, and he shakes it and says, my name is Crota, the All-Seeing. People didn't like me, and they took my neck. Together... we'll be great. And it all fades to black.